Commander's Message. Cautious Optimism in Korea. These are historic times, not just for the American Legion, but for the entire world. Last fall, as I visited U.S. Army Garrison Yongsan in Seoul, South Korea, news broke that North Korea had just launched an intercontinental ballistic missile test. This was no ordinary drill. The Hwasong-15 missile has the capability to reach the continental United States, and the North Korean government was reportedly working on a system of delivering a nuclear weapon. The world was understandably alarmed. Hours later, I met with a number of our stoic military members stationed on the peninsula. The response of one Army veteran and Legionnaire I met there was typical. "Just another Wednesday morning in Seoul," he shrugged. Army Colonel Chad Carroll described the close relationship shared by the United States, South Korea, and our UN allies, who are committed to defending the Republic of Korea in the event of an attack or invasion from the North. "We have two mottos," Carroll said. "We have to be ready to fight tonight," and "Kachi Kapshida," "We go together." Few people would have imagined that just 6 months later, the leaders of the United States and North Korea would meet directly to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and peace between countries that never officially ended a war that started 68 years ago. Nobody wants peace more than American veterans. Yet, as President Reagan used to tell the Soviets, "Trust but verify." North Korea has a long history of lying about its nuclear program, threatening our allies and breaking international law. We do not naively believe in peace at any price, but the American Legion recognizes the horrendous cost of another Korean War. If the prospects for peace are realistic, those prospects must be fully considered. What is not negotiable is our stance that the United States always maintain a strong national defense. This is one of the Legion's four pillars, and the Korean War is Exhibit A as to the wisdom of such a posture. Lofty hopes for peace after World War II led decision makers to drastically cut our defense in a still dangerous world. Tragically, Task Force Smith paid the price. This group of brave U.S. soldiers was outgunned by a better-equipped and numerically superior North Korean force in the early days of that war. After the initial defeat and humiliation, President Truman wisely tripled defense spending, which played no small part in ultimately pushing the communists north of the 38th parallel. The lesson is clear. As much as we want peace, we must always be prepared for the alternative. There's another important dividend of the summit, though, that must not be overlooked. Closure for the families of those missing in action. The remains of many of more than 7,700 Americans still unaccounted for from the Korean War are believed to be in North Korea. And we are pleased that President Trump is calling for recovery and repatriation. We have many Korean War veterans in our ranks at the American Legion. We cherish their sacrifice and service. They, and the succeeding generations of veterans who have served and still serve in Korea, have brought us to this point. For that, we will always be grateful. Denise H. Rohan. Memoranda. Legacy Run Coverage. This year's American Legion Legacy Run will travel from Hutchinson, Kansas, to the 100th National Convention in Minneapolis, crossing five departments in as many days, raising money for the Legion's Legacy Scholarship Fund along the way. Follow coverage of this year's Legacy Run online, www.legion.org/riders. 100 reasons to join or stay. The American Legion wants to hear members' top 10 reasons to join or stay in the Legion. The 100 best submissions will be the foundation for a centennial membership campaign. Submissions should be one or two sentences each, including a specific local reference if applicable. Send them to dispatch@legion.org. Purple Heart Day. August 7th is Purple Heart Day. On that date in 1782, George Washington established the badge for military merit, forerunner of the Purple Heart. The award we know today was created in 1932, during the bicentennial of Washington's birth. The National Purple Heart Hall of Honor in New York estimates that nearly 1.8 million Purple Hearts have been awarded.